With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A state of emergency declared in San Bernardino County, California, east of Los Angeles, as a massive wildfire continues to rage. The Line Fire covers 20,000 acres. It has closed roads and forced many to flee their homes.
Mandatory evacuations are expanding as a wildfire burns in the foothills of the National Forest east of Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the Line Fire. The blaze was burning uncontrolled along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest. More than 600 firefighters were battling the blaze along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. I'm Julie Walker.
A typhoon wreaking havoc on Vietnam. It's bringing flooding rains that are blamed for at least 59 deaths. Among them, 20 people on board a bus. The vehicle swept away by the floodwaters. Also at SRNNews.com, ahead of tomorrow night's Trump-Harris debate, Republican Senator John Cornyn suspects that Donald Trump will get a big boost from the showdown, depending on how he handles himself.
I think he needs to let Kamala Harris talk. Something she's been reluctant to do unless she's reading a teleprompter. And I think we've seen the polls very close, but mainly she's coming off of this, as James Carville called it, a sugar high.
Cornyn appearing on Fox News Sunday. Tomorrow night's ABC presidential debate will take place in Philadelphia. And the debate is to be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. It's all to get underway at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. On Wall Street this morning, stocks opened sharply higher, and right now the Dow is up close to 400 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 96 points, and the S&P is trading 39 points to the upside. This is SRN News. Book publishers are suing Florida.
Penguin, Random House, Simon & Schuster, and four other companies are taking the state to court over its policy banning pornographic books from school libraries. The publishing houses claim that this law violates the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. Parents all across the country have been organizing in the last few years to demand that schools prevent their children from accessing pornography in the library and in the classroom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is taking its case to a federal appeals court. Mid-Vermont Christian School has been barred from participating in the state sports league after it withdrew its girls' basketball team from a playoff game because the other team had a boy on its roster. The executive council of the Vermont Principals Association, which governs school sports and activities, ruled that the school had violated the council's policies on race, gender, and disability awareness. This is SRN News. Hurricane recovery proceeding at a snail's pace in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott reports.
1 month after a judge declared Google's search engine an illegal monopoly, the tech giant now defending against another antitrust lawsuit that threatens to break up the company. A judge heard opening statements earlier today at the trial, the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. More details at SRNNews.com.